Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
Oh, I'm trying to find out about Medicaid, see if my Medicaid was covered. I applied for it so I could get home care.
Sure.
Yeah, there.
I can definitely help you out.
Okay.
Okay, so let's start by taking your Medicaid ID.
Let's see. Medicaid. 1 second. So would that be, I have United, would that be, no, I think I have. ID number is 6680-1010.
Okay, great. Let me look it up. And what's your last name?
Faskowitz, Richard.
Faskowitz, like F as in Frank?
No, Vasquez is V as in Victor.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Sure. Let's do this. So I see your Medicaid is... 1 second. 1 second. Last name referral. Wait 1 second. Let me just get all the information.
All right.
Okay, yeah. So I see that you're most probably eligible for home care. All right, you want home care services?
Yeah, well, I had it, and then I guess I was sick, and I didn't redo it, you know, for the new year, and they canceled it for me, because I was, I had Bird Healthcare.
Okay. And they canceled
it. I had it for about 6 months, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And so they told me to reapply, so I reapplied, and then they said once I was good again, I could redo it.
Uh-huh, sure.
But I'm still looking to different cares. What's your function?
You're still looking to what?
Well, I would just see if there's other kind of health cares other than Bird.
Yeah. So our agency is called Deluxe Home Care. We work all over Missouri. We're primarily located. I mean, our office is located in St. Louis, Missouri, but we're actually all over. We work all over Missouri. All the information is done over the phone or online, so there's no reason you'd ever have to come down to the office.
Mm-hmm.
We pay our aides really well, and everyone's so far really happy with us.
How's it work with the home care person? How do they get paid?
So they could either, it's up to them, they could either choose direct deposit or we would do a weekly check. Either way, we pay every week. It's weekly.
And how much is that?
So our rate that we start at is 15 per hour. That's what we start at.
Okay, and then how's it work to get, like, he's a good care provider, so how's that work? He was your manager.
Right, so the caregiver you were using, is that a family or friend, or it's an agency, like you need us to get you an agency aid?
Well, he works for an agency. He was a manager for home care. He took care of gifted kids, but then he stepped down, and I guess they didn't want him to step down, so they got rid of him. But he was doing my care, too, for me. It's my grandson.
Yeah, perfect. So if it's your grandson, what I could do is I give him a call, send him an application. It's a really easy it's very easy for me. All I do is send him the application. I would run his background screening. I'm sure he'll be fine, and he'll be able to start right away.
Oh, okay. So did they start back my coverage?
So I'm not sure. We would have to call the state to just to confirm that.
Okay.
Let me see. Okay, let's call together. Okay. Before I do that, let me just ask you some more questions. What's your grandson's name and number? That way I could call him after.
Dana Harris. DanaHarris.
D as in
dog.
So Dana Harris.
DANA.
Harris, HARRIS.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's her number?
It's a guy. And it,
sorry.
His number, what's your number?
816-266-5976.
So, 816-266-5976?
Yeah.
Okay, let him know I'm going to call him right after we call the state, okay?
Okay, what's in your company?
My company's name is Deluxe Home Care.
Okay. Now, how's the wage to get away more? Because he really turned out really good. How's that work for them getting more than the average amount to start? Or how's that work?
So I can ask. Either they could. I'm gonna ask if they could give an upgrade. Let me find out. Hold on.
Okay.
I really want him to be happy, and I want to make sure that he's getting.
Yeah, because he's done it for you for like 6 months, and it really worked out good because he does more than what I need, actually.
Right, for sure. Hold on, I'm just messaging my manager. 1 second.
I don't know. So what's in the healthcare again? I'm sorry.
Sure. It's called Deluxe Home Care. I'm actually sending you a text. This is my direct line. Okay. So what we're going to do, Richard, we're going to call the state together. I'll be on the phone with you together.
Okay.
And we're going to ask them, would you be able to check on our Medicaid, make sure it's active? If it's not, how could we activate it? Because we want to get home care services.
Yeah, because I reapplied like almost 2 weeks ago.
Right. I'll say you're working on a new application. Where's it holding, et cetera. Then they're going to ask
and
you.
And I had it before for like 6 months or how long were you doing it? Longer?
About 6 months.
Yeah, about 6 months.
Nice.
With
Bert,
do you want to
be? Right. No, we would be happy to help you out and hopefully be able to pay you a little bit better than what he was getting before. So let's give the state a call. If you would just wait on the phone with me, I'm going to be able to get them on the line, okay?
All right.
Okay, so hold on. Give me a second.
Sis, this is Vanna. Are you calling for yourself or some help today?
Hi, it's Becky from Deluxe Home Care. I'm calling in with a participant. His name is Richard Vasquez. He's on the phone. We're calling to get home care services.
Okay. I'm sorry. Can you repeat your name?
Sure. It's Becky from Deluxe Home Care.
And can I get a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
Sure. 314-501-2507.
Okay, and Richard, are you there?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Can I confirm your date of birth, please?
February 23, 1961.
Okay. And can I confirm that you are okay with me speaking with Becky with regards to potential services?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So at this time, it looks like Richard does not have any active Medicaid coverage. You would need to have active Medicaid in order to be eligible for home services. You would need to contact the Family Support Division with regards to getting that Medicaid activated. Once the Medicaid is active.
I already filled out an application about 2 weeks ago. My situation is I have stage 4 kidney cancer, and I'm on dialysis. I'm terminal, and I don't have no kidneys, and so the healthcare was helping me, but I guess I didn't know it. I was sick, and I didn't redo it or whatever, so they cut my Medicaid down, so cut it off. So then about 2 weeks ago, I called in and did an application online with Medicaid, and they told me they'd get back to me, but I haven't heard that yet.
Okay.
I had home health care for about 6 months, or even longer, about 9 months.
So the Medicaid does go through the Family Support Division, which is a separate department. So I don't have any information on your Medicaid application on our end. All I can see is whether or not you have active Medicaid right now, which it's showing that you don't. If you have applied for Medicaid and you're looking for the status of that application, you would need to speak to the Family Support Division for that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. How do I get hold of that number?
So that number would be 855.
Wait one second. Let me get up. Just one second, sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got one. Okay, here, one second. Okay, what is it?
855.
Yes.
473.
4636855. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll call them. Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, you've been very helpful. I appreciate it. I'll call back Becky after.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Becky?
Yeah, I'm here. I just disconnected her.
Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is because I did everything I was supposed to do, so I didn't know how long it takes to get covered. I never heard them from, so I don't know if it's because of the holidays or their bagging or what. But I already had an open case for like about 9 months. I had birth.
So it's just a renewal. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So how about this? I'm gonna put you on hold, and I'll connect up the Medicaid. We'll put in your information. Let's see if there's a pending application. Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So listen,
I'm sure it is.
I'm going to actually be punching in the prompts, but I just want you to listen in, okay?
Okay.
So I'm calling the number she gave us. Hold on.
All right.
Missouri Family Support Division. Following the federal government shutdown ending on November 12th, the Missouri Department of Social Services announced that all SNAP participants in Missouri will receive their full November benefits. DSS is taking immediate steps to ensure Missouri families receive their full November benefits as quickly as possible. This call will be recorded or monitored for training and quality purposes. If you are calling for help with SNAP, press 1. For cash assistance, press 2.
If you have questions about the restarting of premiums and spend down payments, you will need to call the Beneficiary Support Center at 877-888-2811. If you are over the age of 65, blind, or disabled, press 1. Otherwise, press 2.
I'm 64.
So I'm going to do 2.
To better serve you, we need your DCN number or Social Security
number.
Put that
in. Hold on.
If you have a Medicaid card.
6-0-1-0-1-0.
You entered.
6-6-8-0-1-0-1-0.
This is correct. Please enter your date of birth. You entered.
February 23rd, 1961.
Good.
This is correct. Press 1.
Yep.
To re-enter.
We didn't find any pending applications or active cases with your information. Please listen carefully for more options. If you need to check the status on a recently submitted application for adult expansion, MoHealthNet for pregnant women, or MoHealthNet for children and families, press 1. If you need a paper application mailed to you, press 2.
We need an update, so I'm doing 1.
Thank you for calling the State of Missouri Customer Information Center. For English, press 1. For Spanish, press 2.
Did you know? The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, in partnership with United Way 211, maintains a statewide list of warming centers. Warming centers provide a warm, safe place for people to go when temperatures become dangerous. To locate a warming center near you, visit the interactive map at health.mo.gov/warming centers. Here, you can search by county and see each site's hours, address, and accessibility information. If a senior or adult with a disability needs assistance because of the cold, please call 1-800-392-0210. Did you know that you can apply for new coverage or report a change in circumstance to your current coverage by logging into your mydss.mo.gov account?
Do you have an account?
If you applied within the past 30 days, please allow time for processing.
Okay.
You will be receiving your determination once processing has been completed. You may also check your determination by logging into your account portal.
Okay, do you have an account? Hold on, I'm putting them on hold.
Or cash assistance.
Okay.
Okay. I just put them on hold. Number 1, do you have an account, a DSS account that you could log in and see your application status?
I don't think I've ever done that before.
How did you submit it? A paper or
No, I called in and they did it over the phone.
Oh. So then I would say we kind of have to wait the 30 days.
Oh, you got to wait 30 days?
Yeah, you heard they said if you submitted in the past 30 days, you have to wait processing time.
Oh, I didn't know it takes 30 days.
When did you submit it?
It's been about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. So let's call back in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
So, okay.
All right. I'll just do that then.
All right, so
thank you, Becky. I appreciate it.
Sure. I sent you my texting number. What am I? That's my number. So call me back in another 2 weeks. I'll try you also, but just let's both be on top of it together, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Becky.
Sure, of course.
Okay, bye.